supposed to work.
I'm trying to see where she got you.
Yeah.
Because you're over there.
I don't seem to be too concerned about how they handle it. It's like taxes. None of them are in that world. You know what? I can appreciate what it's like to live under a bridge. I've never lived under a bridge.
Fred, how you doing?
I don't know what it's like to live under a bridge.
How are you?
I have no desire to get up tomorrow with nothing to do.
You're right. George, I'm sorry to hear about your mom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Always a hard time.
Richard?
Yes, sir.
You okay?
Yeah.
You know, today, you couldn't make it today, but I got her.
Resting quietly at Monroe right this minute, but she's...
She's rubbing it.
It's a nutrition issue. Well, it's a little more complicated than that, but I mean, she's...
We just left Dr. Rogers' office a little bit about...
Who's in the hospital?
Martha. She went this morning about 10 o'clock.
Yes, it does.
And they admitted her?
Oh, I know.
Well, there, she's in an emergency room. They're waiting on a room upstairs to put her... They'll move her up there for a couple days, it looks like. She had some follow-up illness behind her radiation stuff, some digestive and lack of nutrition, lack of energy.
I'm not gonna sweat it.
She's been beat up.
I'll just write feverishly.
Okay, I mean, I guess for lack of a better word.
Right, me too.
Wait, no, they're gonna give her some nutrition and energy. We're optimistic. It hasn't
we're
come
thinking
easy.
They're on, we're just thinking they're down.
She hadn't eaten a meal, and I have not. She just pushed it. Digestive issues, then clear liquid, and then lactose intolerant. It's amazing what you, how you adjust.
Oh, no, we've got those.
And from one day, I'm getting to start to eat fruit to realize I can't have anything to see. It's a constant reaction.
But those, we listed about today.
You take radiation, you're gonna feel a bit better, and by the way, you're not. Beat you.
Thank you all for gathering here. It's been a long day.
A few more minutes for Pat, or are we gonna go ahead and come in?
I think Pat's not coming, right? Yeah.
He's probably still at the office, so I'll just, I have his calendar.
Oh, okay. So we should go ahead and convene this meeting?
Yeah, we convene it, open it up, and then I guess we need to decide on a day to continue it to.
Okay.
Hopefully, everybody has a calendar.
I'm gonna have a book to tell me what to say, but I'll call it to order. You ready? You wanna go ahead and call it to order?
Yeah.
Call to order the meeting of the Ocala Board of Adjustment. January 23. I wanna stand for the pledge. Instructions. I pledge allegiance
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We need to call a roll, is that right?
Yes, we're in a quorum.
Mr. Carrasco?
Here.
Mrs. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Jergens?
Here.
Mr. Moses?
Here.
Mr. Rogers?
Here.
Mr. Roos? Mr. Williamson?
Here.
Chester, do you wanna discuss maybe Mr. Rogers participating?
There's an understanding amongst the parties to this proceeding that they would like it continued to another date. And if that's agreeable with the board, one of the members would make a motion to adjourn this meeting and to reconvene, or not adjourn, but, adjourn this meeting to be reconvened at a date certain.
And do we wanna discuss Mr. Rogers participating in the next meeting?
I can tell them what the rule's going to be. Here's what the rule's going to be. If Mr. Rogers attends the next meeting, and if he wishes to vote, before getting to the point of voting, he must either read a written transcript, which does not exist, of the testimony we've already taken, or listen to the electronic recording of our prior meeting, so that he will know everything that those of you that have heard the evidence would know.
And so Mr. Rogers could make that choice?
He could make that choice.
Would it be the appropriate time to ask him to do that now?
It would be appropriate at this point to tell him that if he's going to make that choice, otherwise we're stuck with the problem of having had all the evidence received, you guys wanting to vote and go home, and he says, well, I'll need about a week.
Mr. Rogers?
What do you think?
Well, here's what your position is. You would need to read this testimony or listen to this tape, which probably occurred over probably some 6 or 7 hours.
Well, it's 9 hours approximately, 3 hours the first night.
You would need to read that to fully make yourself aware of everything that we have been told in the form of evidence, and of course, we're chart shown, et cetera. If you intended to participate in voting in this question before this board, now you can decide not to do that, and at that point, there would probably be not any reason for you to necessarily attend the next meeting. That is your choice, but you would have to spend the time to properly prepare yourself in order to do that.
The only question I have is, do you have a quorum without me?
We have always had one.
So I could forego.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers, it's kind of like having a six-person jury at a trial, and one of the six just doesn't show up for the first 2 days of trial.
Yes.
You know, can't do that. And so we either got to get you as up to speed as the others are, or we need to ask you to not vote.
I will not vote.
Okay.
Okay. In that case, I suppose there wouldn't be any need for you to come. I suppose you could come, but you wouldn't vote. That's your call.
Yes.
Well, that is, yeah. You can't tell him he doesn't have to come.
No, I can't tell him. He's perfectly welcome to be here. He's just not going to be able to vote unless he listens to the tape.
And I assume if he could not vote, there would be a totally excusable absence. It would not be.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. We've answered that question. Now we need these two people to tell us that they are in agreement with postponing.
Mr. Chairman, we are.
Okay.
Respected Mr. Trove, I spoke to Mr. Gilligan this morning, understood the circumstances that they existed then, and we felt it would be most appropriate to recess this to a date certain in the future.
Okay. Now, are we now ready to pick a new date?
Yeah, we probably need some guidance from the city to tell us when this room is available.
The room is next week. It's pretty clear Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Beginning of next week, it's not. Starting on Thursday, it is. And then the week after, February 4th, February 6th, and February 7th, it's clear.
That's correct. It's not clear next week?
Not in the beginning of the week.
Okay.
Earlier. Just Thursday.
I think the earlier we can do it, the better. I would prefer not Tuesday, but I will do it.
I think you said Thursday.
Well, I know they were the only day that matters to me.
Yeah,
right. Thursday's fine
clear.
With me. If that's fine with everybody else.
Okay. There's no way that Mr. Trove can attend your meeting on Thursday night because
special
Barbara's thing is that Thursday at the applicant.
Well, you can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have special magistrate that day.
Yeah, but that's in the morning.
Yeah. It's in the morning, so you begin.
That's Thursday, February the what?
Mr. Fuller.
January
31st. I heard a number of dates. I wasn't sure I picked out. Next week, I have a number of things scheduled. I believe one of the dates that was mentioned was February 6th, which is a Wednesday.
Okay.
I hear problems with Tuesday. I hear problems with
That's 2 weeks from today.
That would February the 6th. I don't know what Mr. Gilligan's calendar is like, but if
good.
That,
February 6th
would,
is good.
That would be
I'm okay.
My preference.
That's 2 weeks from
rather
today.
Rather than trying to do it next week, the week of the 28th, I already have a number of things scheduled for court.
Is there anybody on the board that cannot meet on 2 weeks from tonight?
I'm good.
At five.
Need a motion
to move this meeting to Wednesday, February the 6th at 5 p.m.
Second.
At this location.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Need a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Meeting adjourned.
Thank y'all for coming.
Richard, what are you doing? Do you have a hospital or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to go feed the cat and go back up there.
You want me to drop you off at Cuba?
No, I'm going to grab something at home because
sure?
It's there and I got to go there and feed the cat.
I mean, I can drop you one off real quick.
I think, I'm fine. I appreciate it because I like them. But
thank you.
I got a sister and family all I want to make sure I'm well cared for.
Well, I can drop off more than one.
No, I mean, they're not here, no, I'm alone. But thank you for the offer.
Thank you, everybody. Again.
Oh, you had a good flight today. We were thinking about you.
I drove all night, I didn't fly.
Oh, you did? You drove all night? Oh, my goodness, lady. You're crazy.
I told them I gotta be there. I'll be back in California at 5 o'clock.
And they looked at you like, okay.
I got here.
You're sitting all through this morning.
9.
In the morning?
Yeah.
And went to bed, yes?
I took a nap.
You took a nap? I mean, my goodness. I would be like, someone kill me.
The only thing I can tell you, the sodium was low.
I would said, I drove from Maryland all night. I'm ready for bed.
I know she's ready for bed.
Yeah, I would be ready for bed.
I'm not sure we can rent on a ride from Maryland radiation.
Right.
Actually, last radiation was 2 weeks ago tomorrow. And so, you know, part of it, like, the things you feel bad, then you get, you know, radiation you think is going to be the end, and then about 6 or 8 weeks, you begin to, that begins to leave.
You might have.
About 2 days before radiation ended, she began to have some real pain. I mean, pretty noticeable.
You're welcome.
She's pretty tough.
One of these days, you have to tell me what this meeting was about.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yesterday, when we were.
They sound like y'all had doozy all the time.
Oh, yeah, we had doozy. Now, is Arnetta still here?
Yeah, she's waiting on her.
Oh, is that good? Taking me home.
So how you been?
I'm pretty good, running as usual.
How's your daughter coming?